Relaxation and happiness. When we were very little, my brother and I would curl up under a blanket, one at each end of the sofa, for afternoon rest time. There we would lie, quietly transfixed by the cosy glow of the gas fire, with the soaring strings of Manuel and the music of the mountains washing over us. Not only has it stood the test of time as a much cherished childhood memory, but it also stands out as quite a potent early experience of relaxation and happiness. Fast forward about 40 years, and here I am, lying under a blanket on a yoga mat at the end of my weekly class at the Tara Yoga Centre. It's relaxation time. The lights are dimmed, the music is soothing, and you know what? I'm happy. Tara is a charitable organisation offering traditional teachings, classes and workshops in yoga, tantra and spirituality. I'm nearly 2 months into my first year there, and this is just one of many things that have struck a chord with me. This link between relaxation and happiness. Quote, energy can only flow freely through a relaxed structure. The state of happiness and the state of relaxation are deeply connected to one another. Where there is no relaxation, there is no happiness. Relaxation must be practiced gradually as a distinct technique in the beginning until the state of profound relaxation becomes second nature. The aim, when deepening relaxation, is to completely remove tension in all muscles, to experience the intimate attuning of your vital being with the energies of the universe, and to increase the state of harmony in your entire being. Practicing relaxation, you will spontaneously begin to radiate calmness, peace, and harmony around you. Unquote. Tara Yoga Centre, Tantra Course at Man Federation. It's not the first time I've experienced this kind of conscious relaxation, where each body part is relaxed in turn from the toes to the top of the head, or the profound sense of well-being it can bring. I just haven't practiced or prioritised it. I've been doing yoga at home for about 20 years now, but I've always skipped that final relaxation part, perhaps because it seemed rather passive or superfluous. The exercise is the important bit, right? Like many people, I'm sure, I've spent much more of my time focused on doing than on being. But does doing make us happy? There is a joy, a sense of satisfaction or even elation that comes from achieving things in life, and this is often well earned. But that happiness is often short-lived, attached as it is to the thing that has given us the joy. The thing passes, so does the happiness, and we are on to the next thing. The same can be said of our possessions. How many of these continue to give us the same pleasure day in, day out, as on the day we got them? The novelty wears off soon enough. This kind of happiness is conditional. It comes, and then it goes. I saw this once written as an equation. Me plus question mark equals happiness. The question mark could be anything from a career change, new relationship, holiday in the sun, to weight loss, a facelift, clearing debts, having a baby, or getting a divorce. But is there another route to happiness, perhaps more accessible and reliable than through doing or having? Human beings have always sought happiness in a variety of different places, people, and things. But it's worth being reminded now and again that this happiness resides within us as a core emotion and essential part of our being. Conscious relaxation is a wonderful way to connect with our inner reserves of happiness because the practice directly addresses the very thing that most often stands in our way, tension. Tension is antithetical to happiness and well-being. Check back with your own experience or think of people you know who are uptight, wound up or highly strung. Do they seem happy to you? It's important to remember that the practice of relaxation is not only about releasing tension. Once these tensions are melted away, This deeply relaxed but aware state becomes a gateway to higher states of consciousness and connection. What I'm learning at Tara Yoga is that this relaxation with awareness is absolutely what we are aiming for. Not only does it increase our sense of happiness and well-being, it also enhances our experience of connection, intimacy, and pleasure. If we think of the opposites of relaxation and awareness as being tension and distraction, it's not hard to imagine the difference this can make. And so I am now practicing and prioritizing relaxation more, but this time without the 1970s soft furnishings or my mum's choice of music. And while Manuel and the music of the mountains will always hold a very special place in my heart, it is not generally my first choice. Below, I have shared three favourite ambient tracks that I use in my practice, as well as a few suggested guided relaxation videos. There are many more on YouTube. Please do share your own favourite relaxation tracks and exercises in the comments below. Happy relaxing.